This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever you've got from your heart, a message to Brandon to honor him. We're going to play this audio directly for him on Monday upon his retirement. What would you say to BJ?
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, I love Brandon Graham. He is one of the all-time greats for the Eagles. And not only was he a great player, but he's a great person. I call him a kid, but I mean, he's past the kid stage now. So he's just a great person. And that part and his work ethic are going to carry him through the second half of his life and career and our new career. And so, but listen, Brandon Graham's, he's a great one. Love him.
Well, the voice there, you know it, of Andy Reid, who was the head coach, of course, when Brandon Graham was drafted. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. I mean, Andy connects you and Brandon together. You mentioned that when you spoke to Andy when they drafted BG.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, we drafted this kid. I want you to meet him. He reminds me of somebody. And I met him, man, and Brandon was all smiles. He probably doesn't remember that. So I walked into the locker room when he was drafted. And I remember shaking his hand and just looking at sizing him up because we were about the same height. And I was just like, okay. And he was a little smaller then. And I was just like, man, okay. And he was bright-eyed, man, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So, yeah.
I think we need more Hugh Douglas, Andy Reid impressions on the show. You got an Andy Reid voice.
Nah, the funniest, like, we a lot of people don't get to see this side of Andy that I get to see. But the one that cracks me up every time I think about it is when we went to Kansas City for the game, and I got a chance to see him. And he was driving a muscle truck, a Ram. And I was like, Coach, what made you buy that truck? He's like, oh, Hugh is so fast. He was like, it is so fast. And I just started laughing because I was just like, wow. Coach is driving a big ass T-Rex, and he was always a Cadillac Escalade, you know, suburban guy.
Yeah, he's more buttoned up, Andy,
Nah, he let his hair down. You see him on commercials talking about Bundaruskis and all this other good stuff. So yeah, it was interesting to see.
Yeah, that is funny. I remember when you told that story. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we're gonna let you hear the Jeff Fleury interview this morning with the Morning Show. Jay in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
My guys, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, pal? What are you thinking today?
Hey, Matt, that's feeling good, man. That thing about BG, Matt. So it's crazy, man. He's just a Philadelphia guy. Like, you got, like, Ben Simmons and guys like that that came through here, and they just wasn't built a cup of Philly.
Ben Simmons.
And then you got him. What's that?
No, it was just funny that's the first person name who came to mind when you're talking about
the anti-Philadelphia Ben Simmons and the like.
I mean, exactly. I'm just laughing because I'm like, Ben, out of all the people you could have said, Ben Simmons' name comes to mind.
Well, you know what, Jay? If we say BG is one of the most mentally strong, Ben
that
Simmons,
was the polar opposite. Yeah, okay, I got you.
That's the opposite.
Exactly,
mentally weak.
So, yeah, polar opposite, man. You got one who is built for Philly. And then you got the example of the opposite right there.
No, man. I get it. Nah, it was just, you know, me. I just didn't see the correlation right off the gate.
And when I say that, you got to remember, man, Philly's in between New York and D.C. Mm-hmm. New York, they got, you know, they got Times Square and they got stars. You know, D.C. got politics and money. And then you got Philly.
They got Mumble Sauce down there, too, in D.C.
Who they got?
Mumble Sauce.
What's that?
It's like a sauce you put on a chicken wing.
We're in the middle. And that's us. Think about it. Before we won our Super Bowl, we the only team in the division. Everybody else had multiples. So we really was the little brother. So he went through, you know, them talking about trading, injuries, a bust, you know, really looked down on, just like Philadelphia. And then he rose, you know. So we love that story,
like
man.
Phoenix.
More than just being great from the beginning, we love when you're not great from the beginning and become great. We love the comeback, you know, the underdog, because that's us.
Kind of like Rocky.
So he represented that 1,000%.
He did. He embodied the Eagles. I mean, under the surface, like, we knew, Jay, the Eagles were a good team. Like, they were a good team for a long time since Hugh's been here, or Hugh was playing here, but they didn't win, right? Until Brandon Graham made it, almost like the two paralleled each other perfectly, where Brandon made the play so the Eagles could be recognized, and at the same time, we recognized, like, hey, he's turned into a really good player. Jay, we appreciate the phone call. What sauce are you talking about?
Mambo sauce.
You make it sound like they only have it down there.
Well, Mambo sauce is put on the chicken wings.
No,
like, that's the only place I've known them to have Mambo sauce. They got it somewhere else.
I've never heard of it. I mean, could be exclusive.
But you don't go to
what
places
is it?
I
What's
go.
The sauce though?
It's like a chicken glaze, and they call the Mambo
I feel like
sauce.
You're not. I feel like you're not answering the question.
Well, because I'm answering the best way I can.
What
Somebody
is it?
From
what's
DC.
Like, what's in the sauce?
It's kind of like a. It's
don't
like
say chicken sauce.
Sauce
again. Okay.
No, like
hot
duck.
Sauce.
It's kind of like duck,
oh, duck sauce.
Duck sauce.
Like
Yeah. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Okay. So it's like Asian kind of then.
Kind
of. Okay.
All right, we got to dive more into this. I'm not sure if this came up on the morning show's interview with Jeffrey Lurie, but we can listen to that. Let's hear it. Jeff Lurie, for the first time in 30 years, he was on WIP earlier today. Here was that.
It's obviously one of the most important figures in the history of Philadelphia sports, the owner of the Birds. Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey, good morning to you, and welcome to BG Day here on WIP.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be on, and BG, unbelievable.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Lurie. Man, we appreciate you. Hall of Fame owner, baby.
I agree with that. That's right.
For real.
Well, Jeffrey, so much to get into regarding Brandon's, 15 years and all that, but before we do, let me just say to you and your whole organization, but to you as the guy that, is at the top, congratulations. I mean, what a spectacular journey it's been, especially these last 8 seasons, but really for the bulk of it, all these playoff appearances. And I congratulate you and I thank you as a Philadelphia sports fan for what you and your group has brought to our culture, because you have made a monumental difference in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, well, thank you for those nice words, but It's who you surround yourself with, and I've been so fortunate between players and everyone working in the organization, coaches, and everyone. I mean, really, honestly, it's just assembling a great group of people who are dedicated, focused, and talented, and it's been a joy, and we're just in the middle of it. That's the beauty of it. We're just in the middle of it.
I love that. I do. Jeffrey, when I say to you, Brandon Graham, I ask you, what does Brandon Graham mean to you? What do you say?
Well, it takes a few seconds, but it's so much. BG, I think most people by now know we have an executive position, Director of Joy, and it's performed by a dog, and it's a very important part of the organization, Reggie. But Brandon Graham, more than anyone I can remember, is the giver of energy, the head of joy, the person who you constantly want to be next to, with, working with, talking to. He makes life around him better for everyone who is working with him or gets to know him. And that's rare in life. I mean, to be that much of an energy giver and so talented as pass rusher, teammate, high motor, all the great things he does in the community. I mean, they're just off the charts. But that to me sticks out. Really, guys, it's every day at practice, every day in the building, every day, just high energy, joy, brings out the best in everybody around him. I mean, that's rare.
Mr. Lurie, thank you again for joining us. How has your relationship with Brandon grown and changed over the years? 15 years, probably a lot of growing and changing, I would imagine.
Well, I remember when we drafted him, and, we were all really high. Andy was, excited. We traded up. I know everybody was kind of hoping we were trading up for a safety who was also a very good player. We're always a good player, but yeah. DG was just a huge, huge part of all of our success. And, such a dedicated kid from Detroit, and had to grow into what it was like to be a leader on the team. did early on, but, I mean, pass rush is a tough position in the NFL, as you know, with all those dancing bear tackles, and it's not easy. And, you know, I think just got to know him early and often, and always wanted to be supportive. But he was his best own support system because he just gave to everybody, so everybody gave back to him, and Andy Reid loved him, and you know, it was just a evolved because you get to know people, you know, and that's true with you know, most players on the team. It takes time. You develop the human connection, and you get the most out of each other.
What makes Brandon such a leader?
Well, I think it's his comfort with himself. I think because he's able to totally be natural, no matter what you're doing with him. It's genuine. It's honest. It's not you know, trying to be something he's not. He's just and understands football is such a team game that if you give more to your teammates, if you give more to your fellow defensive linemen, you know, you're going to get more out of the whole roster, the whole team. So he's always been a person that epitomizes what we always talk about as an Eagles player, just a giver and selfless. And, you know, he made the greatest defensive play in the history of the franchise. But even if he assisted on that, he would have been just as valuable. But he was, you know, obviously made the greatest play a lot of us have ever seen on defense, and won us a Super Bowl there.
Jeffrey Lurie with us here on WIP on BG Day. So Brandon, we asked, you know, Jeffrey a few minutes ago what you mean to him. Let's reverse it. Brandon, what does Jeffrey Lurie, as the tremendous owner of the Eagles and someone you really care about, because, and you know in part because he cares about you, what does he mean to you?
Man, he means a lot because I know that he was brought into my life for a reason. And, you know, he changed my life with just the belief in that I could help his organization. And just to see the consistency of, you know, his schedule. You see him on Thursdays on, you know, the pass rush days. You see him every week. You know, he was connected to his organization other than, you know, I hear other guys, owners, they don't be a part of, like, you don't see him as often. And so he tries to get to know us, the handshakes before the games, the talks, the building of trust that he's had in me over these years. You know, he's been so much because, you know, you strive to be at that level of, you know, just the confidence he has walking around, knowing that, you know, you trust who you got around you. Like he said, those people that you surround yourself with, if anything, that's what I've learned over the years, watching people in those in higher positions and seeing the consistency of their daily life and what they do. And you don't know everything, but, you know, he definitely has changed my life and means so much to me and inspired me in so many ways. Just from the, you know, just the back and forth, man, Mr. Lurie talking with me, you know, he know me, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of feeling, because it's a lot that people assume with us that, man, we so busy, but man, he takes the time. And so, if anything, that's what it's taught me. And I'm thankful, to have come across it. And then even now, on what we're going to build in the future, because, they ain't done yet. And I want to be a part of that for sure. And, you know, we're going to figure that part out too.
Mr. Lurie, how often have you seen the chemistry between a player and the city transform in such a positive way like it did with Brandon, like it did with Jason? I mean, yeah. we were just discussing that. Both these guys, just this city, it's a success story. How do you best just relate that
well,
concept?
You know, you said it well. I mean, it stands out. There's so many players you don't know. But the ones you do they're just so connected with both the community, their teammates. Jason, BG, they obviously epitomize that. Everyone aspires to that. But some, you know, are just able to pull it off in such a human level. It was natural for Jason, natural for BG. Nobody ever questioned, you know, what were they trying to accomplish. No, they were themselves, and they became so ingrained in Philadelphia and, you know, the Eagles Nation, and just so ingrained in it that you can't even imagine a team, you know, without Jason or BG, a big part of it. So it was natural. It was a natural evolution of very special people.
Jeffrey Lurie here on WIP. You know, Jeffrey, one of the things we touched on earlier regarding BG, particularly because he got injured in the final play that he played in Super Bowl 59.
Right.
I mean, it can literally be said he, Brandon Graham, left it all on the field. I mean, all of it.
David,
no
all.
Doubt. And to watch him work to get to that final game, Super Bowl, I mean, it was monumental. Nobody had projected that he would be able to return from that injury and be able to play in that game. And, you know, one of the first things I thought of was when we won was Brandon. It was like, wow, this is how it's going to end. And I'm so glad he even got to play in the game and contributed. Yep. And it was really heartwarming.
Sure. Unbelievable. And Jeffrey, Mr. Lurie, how
he said all of it.
You tried there.
That's great.
I'm so overwhelmed by the fact that you and this organization, you do it differently. You focus on character, and yep. In today's NFL, where that's very rarely the case, it's just how do you do that and win?
Well, I think it's a reason we do win. You know, it's a grind. It's a tough sport. It's not an easy life being a football player. It's easy to be the star and have it all kind of, in front of you there, but it's a grind. So I think our approach and our philosophy has been for a long time, if you're going to grind together, why not grind with people that are top-notch people? And they're givers, basically, selfless. It's like when I, accepted the trophy on the stage. I meant what I said. It's a group of selfless, humble, very talented people. And that's our formula. And, I'm sometimes surprised that others don't prioritize some of those things. We do. It doesn't mean every person's going to be the perfect human being. We're not looking for that. We're looking for people that are genuine and can develop as human beings. And that's the thing. They're 22 years old when we draft them or younger. And we put a lot into development. We put a lot into the creation of what we think a team that can sustain itself and win big contains. And it's a lot of high character people.
And Jason, I want to bring you in here. Of course, we got Jeffrey on the phone right now. Jason, the grind, the grueling process of being a player, how it beats up your body. You think about it, Jason, all the greats, and you got to be great to get 10 years and more.
Yeah.
The guy seated to your left, Brandon Graham, the most seasons in Eagles history.
Yep.
The most games in Eagles history. I mean, Lane's got a shot to get there. He's got a shot.
Yeah.
But Brandon Graham, in almost 100 years, it is BG with that distinction.
Yeah. I mean, it's a remarkable title to hold. I think really this entire era, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I think it's Brandon, me, and Fletch are all like three in the top four. And like you said, Lane will be there eventually. And I think this speaks to what Jeffrey was kind of just talking about of, we went through four different head coaches. The fact that four guys stayed with the same organization for so long through really turnover and change and trying to reinvent and the way a lot of other organizations would build that, they would kind of start over. They would move on or they would, we're going to rebuild, right? So we're going to move on from these older players. And I think something that Jeffrey, it's really important to him, Brandon epitomizes this, is keeping these people around, whether it's us as players, the coaches that have retained. I mean, Deuce was there forever. Stout stayed through transition. And I think Jeffrey and the organization for years have done a great job of through these changes of keeping these important pieces and some semblance of that culture that has allowed the Eagles to have success and to feel like a tight-knit group and a family and connected to the city. And we inherited that from players that played before us. And I think that's one of the masterful jobs that this organization has done. And Brandon epitomizes who that person is to the organization and the loyalty and the joy and enthusiasm. I think Jeffrey said it so well of describing not just the player, but the person that Brandon was every single day in that building. And now they're going to, who's going to be the next Brandon? It's going to be really hard to replace. Nobody's going to be the next Brandon.
But you're an example of the next guy behind you can be really good, be his own
but
person.
They need to be their own person.
Be his own person, and you can still win.
For sure. And, and I think that, again, like us as players, the only way we live on is through the players that come after us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I certainly take great joy in, I know Brandon will too, is seeing these guys that you were there when they first got there, and they looked up to, like, how do I play for 15 years in Philadelphia? You know what I mean? It's so it's you know, it's fun to see how that legacy and culture continues to develop. And you know, there's countless of players before us that were there when we were there and before we were there, and it's just been really well done by the organization.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, with everything Jason just said, we thank you for bringing that kind of culture, you know, to our city, and really congratulate you on what you've done. It's and you said it earlier, you know, it's far from over. There's another season obviously up ahead with great possibilities, and we congratulate you on all that you've built here, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for being a huge part of BG Day today. Because, you know, Brandon, when doesn't Brandon have a smile on his face? But with the owner calling in a pay tribute to him.
It's kind of cool because I didn't know it's been that so long since he called in. So I appreciate you. I want to thank you for that. I really do want to thank you for that.
By the way, has there ever been an athlete who is known by his initials, first and last name, and you know, as a sort of amateur observer, I would say it's because everybody wants to be close to this guy. So BG becomes the way to be close to him, or you know, kind of an informal hi to him. And have we ever had an athlete anywhere where it's just first name, last name, initials? I don't remember.
I don't know. Oh, AI. Yeah, there's a lot of AI.
Yeah, AI.
Yeah.
AI. Yeah. You're right about that.
And also, that's the level we're talking about here in Philadelphia is AI.
Yeah.
And then, but you have to get to a certain point.
I mean, that's right.
To be just two letters.
Yeah. Right.
For you to just say two letters and everybody, millions of people know exactly who you're talking about, that's pretty crazy.
And then there's Dr. J, which is a similar sort of thing. And Brandon, you are in that revere. You know, when the Phillies were in the World Series a couple years ago, it was you throwing out the first pitch with Dr. J, Bernie Perron, and Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt.
Now, think about that, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Bernie Perron, Mike Schmidt, Dr. J, Brandon Graham, BG.
That was cool, man. That was so cool. Got to talk to all them guys. And Bernie wanted me to come out to
the boat?
Cape May.
Yeah,
Cape
the
May
boat.
To do the fishing.
Love it. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being a huge part of BG
welcome.
Day.
I have a quick message for John. I miss you. But also, you know what? We're gonna try to quietly resurrect the fullback position. Kevin Turner, yourself, maybe Ben can do some things here. We're gonna try for it. How's that?
Thank you. And I really do think there's a place for the fullback.
Oh, me too.
It's coming back.
Me too. We all will dominate.
We all do. Yes.
And
I'm
Jeffrey,
excited.
I'll say this because John has said it to me many times privately, and I just want to say it to you on the air. He greatly admires you. Greatly.
Absolutely.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All for your kind words. And BG, love you. And see you soon. And,
love you too. And see you
soon. We're going to work at this and make it even better.
Let's go.
All right. Stay well, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Take care, everybody.
All right. There was the Jeff Lurie interview on WIP this morning. For the first time in over 30 years, he called in.
That's crazy.
For BG Day. How about the little nugget at the end? He said they're going to bring back
the fullback.
The fullback?
They should. That's a dinosaur position.
Yeah, it is.
Fossilized.
Well, they did use Van Sumeren a little bit last year. Then he got hurt. Well, I got Van Sumeren come back, and then the Ty Robinson kid they drafted out of Nebraska, defensive tackle. He played a little fullback on short yardage
in
Nebraska. Yeah, I would not want to be in that guy's way. Uh-oh. Yeah, I'd move out of the way quickly. 215-592-9494. That's a hopper. We'll get to more of your phone calls as we celebrate BG Day, Brandon Graham Day here on WIP. Brian Dawkins will join us at 1, and coming up next, LeSean McCoy joining us to talk about his former teammate, Brandon Graham. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.